Right now, two underground hip-hop artists say that they're finding a whole new continuity by stitching avant-garde classical music into their beats for a new hip-hop album. Our contributor, Allison Dean, who's also a composer, says that these experiments create not just another hybrid, but maybe a new way for audiences to understand a very difficult kind of classical music.
The music of Pierre Boulez has always fascinated me. Like many other avant-garde composers after World War II, he questioned everything he knew from past tradition. His music pushes our ears to the limit, throwing out standard keys and themes and regular rhythms. But even 50 years after it was written, the music is described in the New York Times as an ice-cold, stingy form of human expression. At concerts, it's often inserted in a program between much more lovable composers like Mozart or Brahms, like a bitter pill that can only be tolerated if downed with something sweet. So I was surprised to learn that two underground hip-hop producers I know had discovered modern avant-garde classical music, and unlike most of us, they can't get enough.
My name is Mike Ladd. I'm a poet slash MC, and I produce music.
Mike Ladd's mother introduced him to these strange sounds. She dragged him to afternoon rehearsals of the Boston Symphony Orchestra when he was a kid.
Honestly, I wasn't really interested in modern classical music growing up. It was driving me crazy, I think, most of the time. But, you know, it's good old nostalgia kicked in, and I had abducted all of my mother's record collection. I eventually went back to it, and when I started making hip-hop beats, it immediately lent itself to the genre of sampling because you have so many distinct little pieces that you can then play with, and manipulate, and make your own.
So, for example, on that little snippet, I might find, like, a pattern that I know I can bring it to an arrangement rhythmically, like.
Nat Gosman has been working with Ladd on a new piece.
Like that little blip, like. That's going to be interesting to me.
He stumbled upon Boulez on his own and the German composer Karlheinz Stockhausen. Gosman wasn't too keen on the music at first either.
Generally speaking, I mean, the stuff is hard to listen to. I think ultimately I really became enamored with a lot of the composers and really started to understand what they were doing compositionally by looking microscopically for samples.
Looking microscopically, that's the key. Modern avant-garde classical music can be very dense. So sampling it requires listening over and over and over and over again to small sections of a piece to find that perfect riff or blip. That moment when you might have 10 different musical layers packed into a space of 3 seconds. It even resembles some hip-hop, piecing together multiple textures. Of course, it's harder to find a beat in this. I started helping Ladd and Gosman dig deeper into this music, and they invited me along to a small studio in the Bronx to hear them record their first piece together, Nostalgia Later.
It's dope. It's totally not what I was expecting.
You do like it?
Yeah.
Good. So we know where Picasso got the cubes. Same place as Rockefeller. Dolby, George Clinton, not the sides. 90-degree angles and all the rest. Dotted lines and bloodshed. Dumb bullets in a bulletproof vest.
The spiky violin is from the Boulez we heard earlier.
Gerald Ford down Pan Am steps.
Ladd and Gosman aren't the only musicians exploring this music. A recent article in The New Yorker describes how the band Radiohead is listening to these composers too, and even making a new kind of classical music. Mike Ladd is doing the same thing. He built the song February 4th, 99 as a sequence of movements, like in a classical piece. It begins with softly sustained strings, over which Ladd recites a poem he wrote.
It's all confused and beautiful. Like Cambridge, Mass, like Roberts upon Roberts, and Sylvias and bushes and ponds and projects and steeples.
The music slowly builds to a sharp climax, and then becomes calmer and more contemplative.
I just wanted to do something that wasn't necessarily repetitive, and that, you know, began in one place, took you to five other places, and ended up someplace completely different. I think it's more about trying to change structures entirely, you know. Trying, you know, in the same way that Cecil Taylor tried to change jazz a little bit, you know, by maneuvering structures and trying to create new dimensions. What I'm interested in doing now is taking more of the structure or alternative structures that exist within modern classical music and adapting that through my sort of hip-hop lens.
Sampling modern avant-garde classical music has opened up a new artistic world for Ladd and Gosman. It's got me thinking about doing the same thing in a traditional concert setting. People could be encouraged to listen more microscopically and maybe find a way into the music. Here's how it would work. The ensemble would play a short excerpt from a single piece, three or four times in a row. Performers could talk about how the music is put together. The audience could talk about how they experience it. Finally, the piece would be played all the way through. Get someone like Mike Ladd or Nat Gosman up there to share his perspective, and you just might start hearing in a new way. For Studio 360, I'm Allison Dean.
Mike Ladd and Nat Gosman's Nostalgulator comes out in February. For more information, you can go to our website, studio360.org.